range in Sugarbush operations in Ohio actually extends down towards Columbus in central Ohio and even south of Columbus, and then heads east over towards the Ohio River, wherever there is sugar maple woodlands, and we get that nice blend of freeze-thaw in the late winter, early spring. So at least half of the state is open for maple syrup production.
Is any sugar maple tree one from which you can derive the sugar or the sap, or is only certain kinds?
The maple trees that we derive the sugar from or concentrate the sap to make syrup, it's the sugar or hard maple. It's called sugar maple by syrup producers, but also red maple and silver maple in the soft maple group. And also, there's a less common maple that people may not be familiar with that's called black maple.
What is the process if one wants to go to one of these sap-giving maple trees and tap into it and get the sap? How does that work?
The time of year is a major part of the syrup manufacturing process. Time of year when it's late winter, when you get the freezing nights, but then you start getting thawing days, that is the time of year when the sap starts to rise. And the pressure differential between the atmosphere, ambient atmosphere, and the pressure in the tree, you get that cycle that is perfect for the sap to actually come out of the tree when you drill the hole in the tree.
So it just goes down into a bucket, or how does it work?
The traditional collection method that most people are familiar with is buckets, and that is still used commonly today. But as developments have occurred in the maple industry, tubing has become very popular, and you actually run the sap right down a tubing system to a collection tank.
Now, once this process occurs, how does the sap become syrup and then appear on your grocery store shelf?
Part of the expense of syrup is in not just the time in collecting the sap, but then the boiling process. And to actually take sap and then bring it to the point where it's syrup in that container in the grocery store, you're looking at boiling on a ratio of at least 40 gallons of sap, boiling down or evaporating water content from 40 gallons of sap to bring it to a gallon for what's called maple syrup. And it's called maple syrup when it's about 67% sugars. Brix is the term used by the old sugar makers and is still used today.
The Ohio Forestry Division's Mark Wilfew says most of the state's maple syrup comes from small producers. The Buckeye State turns out about 125,000 gallons of syrup a year. Houston Woods State Park in Butler and Preble counties in southwest Ohio will present a maple syrup festival on March 9th and 10th. Also on March 10th, Hocking Hill State Park in Hocking County in southeast Ohio will present an event called Maple Sugaring in the Hills. With a postcard from every maple sugar tree in Ohio, I'm Steve Hirschberg.